High School Confessional, the digital edition. Teenagers and young adults often get stern warnings against oversharing on social media. One incriminating photo or post could torpedo a college or job application, after all. Now students across America are turning to online confession pages. These are anonymous forums for relaying painful experiences and grievances and other bearings of the soul. The appeal of anonymity and ease of use found on Facebook make confession pages extremely popular among young adults. UNH's Facebook confessions page has more than 6,400 followers, for example. Justine Sherrick is West Coast editor at BuzzFeed.com, and she wrote about high school confessions pages and joins us now with more. Justine, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, Virginia. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
What kinds of things do you find on confession pages?
There is a big variety. The main stuff is things that you would expect, like crushes that people have on each other, venting about things like the popular kids or fake friends or that they don't like school. And then there are actual confessions about things like people cheating on their girlfriends or doing drugs or cheating on tests. And then there's also the more sort of touching things about students who are trying to come out of the closet, or really sad things about other students that are dealing with problems like depression and eating disorders.
And these are open to all. So could you walk us through the process? I mean, how are these sites set up? Who moderates them? Because people have to identify themselves on Facebook, right?
No, this is all done anonymously. So there will be an anonymous admin who is usually an upper grade student, but no one knows who they are. And then another student can send in a confession through either SurveyMonkey or Google Docs. So it's not tied at all to their identity. And then the admin then decides if they're going to post it or not. It seems like the majority does go up there. If you like someone's post or you comment on someone's post, then your name is tied to it, but otherwise it's completely anonymous.
Reminds me of that very popular post secret site. Do you remember that, where people post that they're sort of outsiders, like the closeted gay kid or the sexually abused child or anorexic kid, unburdening themselves, and adults too. I shouldn't disclude that. And sometimes they get support from it. So do schools encourage this kind of thing?
There isn't encouragement from the school themselves. But I was happy to see that there was a lot of support from other students when some students anonymously cited things like they're trying to come out of the closet or they're dealing with depression. And a lot of people said things like, please feel free to contact me, or here are places that you can get help. And I think it was also helpful for students to know that there are people going through this in their school. Mm. So versus something like secret site where you have no idea who they are. Mm-hmm. If you are thinking of coming out of the closet and you see six other people are dealing with the same thing, maybe it's going to make it a little bit easier. Or you're less likely to talk negatively about gay people or even make flippant comments about depression if you know that there's fellow students, even if you don't know who they are, who are dealing with this.
But of course, high school students are not always known for their discernment and sense of judgment. And last month, a school district in Newton, Iowa, took legal action to ask that a high school confessions page be closed down. Now, they cited that there were students who were afraid to go back to school after bullying. So what about in cases when things are not so supportive and friendly?
Yeah, those stories are horrible. And I think that problems with bullying, though, happen regardless if they're on the internet or not. The internet doesn't create those problems. It just offers another venue. Those kinds of things would happen anyway. The admins do put up rules against hate speech and talking about specific individuals, which I think helps the students police themselves, but then also the administrator does have the ability to not post those things. Of course, some things do go through, especially thinly veiled insults about people. Mm. But I think the school administration would be wrong to try and censor the children or the students. And also they have tried, and then the students just start another site.
Right. I'm thinking that that might be, that's the appeal, isn't it? You know, that if there were starting to be censorship among the administrators, then people wouldn't want to go there anymore.
Yeah. On the flip side, if the administrator just let a lot of hate speech go through, I think people wouldn't want to go there either. And it wouldn't be a safe space to share. And so I think it would fail.
And Justine, I'm also wondering, I mean, this, since they are open to everybody, there may be a kind of voyeuristic appeal of witnessing confessions in this, you know, our post-Oprah age where unburdening the soul is valued in our culture. You know, how does this change the experience of sort of high school gossiping and high school secrets, do you think?
Oh, I think it makes gossip spread more quickly and further. Students told me about looking at the pages of other high schools. And there's a definite voyeuristic element of that. Since it's not tied to individual names, that might make it a little bit better. I remember in high school there's always gossip going around about other people. But yeah, like I said, this just makes it go further, faster.
Mm. Justine Sherrick, West Coast editor at BuzzFeed.com, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can find a link to read Justine's recent BuzzFeed article. It's called The Strange World of High School Confession Pages, and that's at wordofmouthradio.org.